This passage is used by people with strong faith in water baptism to justify the ritual of water baptism as a requirement for salvation. Peter was of the circumcision, just like those who criticized him for associating with Gentiles. This is evident in telling the Gentiles to go through a Jewish purification rite. It will be much later before Peter hears the pure gospel of grace through faith from the Apostle Paul. It will be some more years later before he is confronted by Paul about his hypocrisy regarding legalism and grace. I truly believe that the baptism Jesus spoke of in Matthew 28:19 was about immersion into the name of Jesus, which is the name of God, who is the Father, who is the Son, who is the Holy Spirit, all in one in Christ Jesus. What is immersion in the name of Jesus? It is believing that He is God, believing that He is Savior, believing that He is healer, believing that He is deliverer, believing that He is the righteous judge, believing that He is the resurrection, believing that He is the life, believing that He is the truth. It is hearing all His words and abiding in them, obeying His commands, being a witness, being a living sacrifice. We are all to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.